ABC Radio Australia.
Well, we start in Tonga, where incumbent Prime Minister Dr. Poiva Tuionetoa was among the winners announced last night as the Electoral Commission released preliminary election results. A total of 9 new MPs were voted into office for the 17 seats representing the people in Parliament, but there were no female winners despite 3 women running in the elections. 3 new lords were also elected to fill the 9 noble seats that will make up Tonga's 26-member legislature. The Electoral Commission says there was about a 62% of the kingdom turnout, with 62,000 voters turning out to cast their votes. Yesterday's poll was the first since the death of the country's leading democracy advocate and former Prime Minister, Akalisi Poiva, who died in 2019 while in government. So, has his absence played a role in the early results we're seeing? And what role, if any, has the Tongan diaspora played? Well, to break down the situation, we're joined now by Emma Funau Everature, researcher who's previously worked at the Assistant Legislative Council at the Tonga Legislative Assembly. Malo Ilele, good morning. Emma, thank you so much for joining the program.
Good morning, Marla.
Now, the results are in. Emma, were there any shock winners and losers in your mind?
There were, as you have already said, the main points. The most notable to me was Akilisi Poiva, the former Prime Minister's seat. His son, Akilisi Poiva, held that seat for over 30 years. And when he passed away in 2019, there was a by-election which was won by his son. So his son has lost that seat in this election. So Poiva's legacy in that seat has ended with the loss of the seat yesterday.
So these results potentially then tell us that Prime Minister Akilisi Poiva's legacy in Tonga Tapu may not be as strong as it once was. Is that what you make of this?
I think it's not just in Tonga Tapu, but in the whole country, because you see, Pitoa, the political grouping that Akilisi Poiva founded and led, was the dominant political grouping since the 2010 elections, and yesterday they lost 5 of their members, including Akilisi's long-held seat. So they have only about 3 members returning to parliament in this election. So that's significant.
And were you expecting to see, you know, the incumbent Prime Minister, Dr. Poiva Tuionetoa, win his seat back?
Well, going by the statistics, he has. This is the 3rd time he has been returned, so it wasn't. It was expected that he would return.
Now, you know, you were saying there that Akilisi Poiva's legacy is not just potentially fading in Tonga Tapu, but across Tonga. And, you know, you've written a piece for the Development Policy blog talking about a potential political vacuum being left in Tonga, with the results being what they are. Is this true? Do you believe that, you know, the results do speak to this sort of political vacuum in Tonga?
I think there is potential for a new political grouping or bloc formed by this incoming parliament members, since Akilisi Poiva's hold that he had and his party's hold that it had domination in the members that are coming in has faded. So there's a potential for new political grouping to be formed by this incoming parliament. So we are yet to see that as time goes on and they meet.
Now, Tonga's unique political system means that, you know, of the 17 seats that were elected by people plus the 9 noble representatives, with the results coming in early yesterday, 2/3 of those who were in parliament have been voted back in. Is this an indication that not much has changed in this most recent election?
So eight people have come back, are returning to parliament. So that's the 50%. When you look at the statistics of past elections, the people that have been returned, they have been returned over the last two or three elections. So it was expected. Some of them, most of them that returned were expected to return. It's stable. You can say that the support base in those electorates is pretty stable.
Emma, something that has happened in this election, though, is that no women have been returned to parliament. Do you see this as an issue? Should there have been women put or women in parliament in that representative space?
Well, it is. The last election had two women. And this election, unfortunately, no women have returned. So, but there were some strong, the 12 women candidates that stood, six of those women had stood for elections two or three times before. So I expected that women will do well in this election, but unfortunately none were returned. So Losaline Maasi, the one incumbent, did not return in her seat. So so there's a lot of work that needs to be done to get women elected. I really do not have any other comment other than that.
If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Emma Finau Evaratture about the Tongan election with early results coming in. She's a researcher who's previously worked as the Assistant Legislative Counsel at the Tongan Legislative Assembly. Emma, we saw the Samoan diaspora play a hugely influential role in their country's election this year. What kind of a role, or did the Tongan diaspora play a role in this election?
The Tongans overseas, if they are not in Tonga, and if they cannot vote, their constitution requires you to be present in Tonga on the day of the election, provided that you are enrolled and over 21 years. So there has no Tongan overseas can vote in the Tongan elections.
And the voter turnout has fallen quite dramatically since 2010, when it was 91%. Yesterday, it was just 62%. Why do you believe Tongan voters are potentially not turning up to the polls?
I think it's when you see the statistics in 2010 was 90, and then it slowly declines. Then it goes down to 79 and then 67% in the 2017, and this year is 62%. I think it's since the political reforms, when everyone was excited and coming out to vote, the voters have become gone back to becoming disengaged with issues. I really do not know. It needs to be investigated why this has continued to decline, because it's like a 30% decline since the 10 years ago. So that's quite a big decline, and that's really concerning.
Finally, returning to results, while they're still being finalised, is it possible to predict who might be Prime Minister at the end of all this, and when would that Prime Minister potentially be sworn in?
When you look at the list of returning parliamentarians and the names of this, you really cannot predict whether the former Prime Minister, Mr. Tui Onetoa, will return. But there's quite a lot of good candidates in there who have been returned since the 2014 election. So, but as for the prime, when we will see a prime minister, there's a process for choosing a prime minister. So within a week from yesterday, which would be like the 25th of November, the king will appoint an interim speaker for parliament. The interim speaker will then oversee the election of the prime minister, which should be 10 days from the return of the writs. The return of the writs will be on the 2nd of December. And within 14 days, he will receive nominations. And then a few days from that, 3 days from that, the close of the nominations, he then will convene parliament vote for a prime minister to recommend to the king. So this process will take probably about 2 or 3 weeks. So we expect that the prime minister will be elected if everything without any delay. So the prime minister, when they sit in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, the prime minister needs, the person who will be prime minister needs to get more than half of the votes in the secret ballot. So if you fail, nobody gets more than half of the votes, then the process that, they will reconvene in 2 days until the person gets more than half of the votes cast. So we expect we will see optimistic, it would be like between the 15th and 19th of December when we might see a new prime minister.